Mr. Dean, you see home, sir.
There should be a law against it.
There is.
What's it called?
The light program. And it's that sort of material, folks, that makes the BBC give in to ITV. It's all right, you running Auntie down, but you know which side your bed's buttered, mate.
Yeah, you do all right of it as well, mate.
My life, eh, what?
Oh?
I've seen you knocking back the gin at the old BBC cocktail parties they wore.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I've seen you staggering out reeking a whiskey in your pocket full of cheese biscuits.
Yeah,
what?
This is outrageous.
You'll get a muffin up your conk. Get your big dinner grinder and read that.
Go on, read on there, Walt.
Give us your watch reading there, Walt.
I've a good mind to go back to the P&O. We start the old Leather Goon show with a map of Delhi in 1857. Next, let us show you a contour map of Jane Mansfield showing the South Pole.
Give me back the family treasure. Where's my speaking trumpet? Ho, 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 ho! Calling, folk. Presenting to you, Captain Hugh Jumpton, to tell a tale of India.
India, 1857. Had just been gazetted to the first offense fusil years. I shall never forget that 3rd of August. It was 130 degrees in the shade. Gad, the sun was hot. As I sat there in the sweltering heat, the perspiration poured off my duster, ran down the fur on my topi, and sizzled on my hot, steaming curry. Gad, I thought, I wonder what the folks at home are doing now.
We weren't doing anything, actually.
And just across the road, I could hear the old man signing documents in his office.
Yes, sir. Consignments of women arriving from England are not up to War Department standards. As it is, we are returning two crates of them which went off during the voyage. And as you know, we soldiers consider women to be a sacred animal. Please expedite. Just a moment, I haven't got my medals on. And they're all long service ones. Come in.
Good morning, Major. Huh? Your medals are showing, huh?
Oh, I didn't expect you. There it is. Captain Seagull. What's up now?
Can your wife keep a secret?
Yes.
Then I'm safe.
Yes, but I'm not married.
Wait. And who's that lady in your house?
That was no lady. That was my batman.
Ah! It's the heat, sir. My eyes are going. I want a transfer.
Right. Stick this on your arm.
Dad, it's a nude anchor and a G-string.
Yes. Belonged to my mother. She was a sailor. Oh. You naughty man. What's the matter with you this morning, Seagull? Why have you got such a long face? Heavy dentures, sir. I see. Well, have you seen a doctor?
Yes, I just saw one walking down the road.
Good, 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 good. Then you must let nature take its course.
Yes. But reminds me, sir, there's a native outside. Says he's a better man than I am.
Gunga Din?
That's him?
Hello, Jim. Hello, Jim. Honey, sir, there's trouble in the old bazaar. Trouble in the bazaar.
Stop raving and get on with it.
The devils are going around shouting, "Down with the English."
What? I sent the Irish guards to deal with them.
It's the Irish guards who are shouting it.
their shamrock Russian cut in half for this.
How painful for them. But they may steal them from us. The cantonment is in great danger.
Danger?
In great danger.
Danger! Danger! I want a transfer! Gad, the captain of Hobson's horse.
He belonged to my father.
How long was he with Hobson's horse?
Until the day it died. Asking all these questions, Egan, you must be rather new out here.
Yes, sir. New out here, but old everyone else.
Well, gentlemen, we have to face it. The natives are revolting.
Oh, I don't know. Some of them I've trapped.
Where did you hear that?
Take it from here, 1952.
Listen, if that's the right sound effect, it sounds like hostile natives.
Don't worry, sir. I'll go outside and sue them. Wine. But if I had to pay two guineas a pint to hear that to the palladium, my life. Lulu,
Well, let me quell them, lad. Hand me my military violin. Look at my uniform. I'll soon kill them. I'll give them the last turkey in the shop. Adult. Now then, hand me that magnifying glass. Now.
Of them. Oh. Major, what did you do?
I'm not going to say, but they never allowed on television.
Well, anyhow, it's given us breathing space to reorganize.
Yes, yes, yes. Haven't our singes sing? But come on, Sahib Sahib. Why are the men mutinying?
Indeed, sir. There is a nasty rumor that the cartridges for the rifles are being greased with banana skin.
Well,
sir, the natives look upon the banana as a sacred animal.
What a rattling crowd is there. Just time for a... That's a lot of superstitious nonsense. The banana is a non-sacred animal.
Nevertheless, sir, the native troops are in flames.
Well, we all are. It's the Toby issue, you know. Tell them to drink castor oil.
Are you mad, Major? Huh? The natives regard castor oil as a sacred animal. I'm only a simple Englishman, and I know that.
You're simpler than I thought.
Rifle fire!
Quick, push Max Kildare out.
Andre is seriously killed by the natives, we go to the Red Fort Part 2. And I do hope they get on with it this time.
And so saying, he pointed to a map of Delhi where Major Badnock was preparing to do battle.
Yes, yes,
quiet.
Quiet, thank you. Commanding officer, come. As you were, men. I presume you were men before you... Oh, never mind about them. And now, gentlemen, the sepoys are up in arms and down in legs under the leadership of the Red Bladder.
What is the description of his troops?
There are a lot of miserable... I believe that he and his mutineers are 1,000 miles away.
Correction, sir. We just had news that they're only 0.5 mile away.
What? Follow me. From them as they are from us. The cunning devil.
Here, it's no good. We've got to attack the Red Fort. It's the key to the whole of India.
All right, then. I want 3 brave men and a coward.
I'll be the coward, sir.
Too late. I already volunteered. You'll have to be the 3 brave men. You're just the right size, I think, anyway. Now, Seagun, you 3 black up your faces, put on evening dress, and muffle your banjos.
Don't be silly, sir. The muffled banjo is considered a sacred animal.
Then you'll have to attack unaccompanied. Now, you know what we want?
Yes, sir. The inside leg measurements of the key to the rebel fort.
Yes.
Yes, Willis, I'll leave it to me. Yes, sir. Why, we'll do it, sir. I'll see to it, sir. Yes, sir. You can rely on me absolutely to look.
Meantime, outside the placement entrance of the Red Fort, sounds are heard coming from a dustbin.
Ah, yes, Moriarty. When Grip by Din invites someone to dine, they dine in the style to which they're accustomed. Here, have another fillet of fish bone. Nourishment, that's what you need, my dear Count. Nourishment. Bring the roses back to your knees. A grip pipe, this life of luxury in this dustbin, it's
so good to be true. What are you after? What do you want to be? What is it? What powers do you want to be? Oh, what powers?
We've never had it so good, have we?
Never had it so good.
Well, I'll tell you. Now, I have a great plan, Moriarty. Soon, this dustbin will be resting inside the Red Fort. And then, I have a certain idea. Someone is approaching downwind.
Lucky for them.
Where's my muffled speaking trumpet?
All aboard!
I'm speaking through my muffled speaking trumpet from directly outside the main gate of the Red Fort. We disguise to look like Indian GPO engineers. How to afford an entrance?
Oh, it's an afford an entrance, Captain. I just had me slate money.
Right. Well, knock on the door with your slate.
Right. Knock, knock, knock.
Yumbum balaboo, itchikichikoo. Tula, tula, yaka, tula, and your father, too. Now, what you want, blamey? Knocking us up this time of night?
We're just testing a door knocker.
Did it work?
We don't know. We're waiting to see if anyone answers.
Well, I hope they hurry up. I can't stand here all night with my door open. It's bad enough standing here when it's shut.
All right, let's start again, then. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Cohen.
Cohen who?
Cohen, answer the door.
Oh, you're back.
No, it's me front, mate.
William, you're not getting any laughs. Let me try and be funny.
That's a laugh for a start, isn't it?
Red Blatter, we've come to disconnect your phone.
I haven't got one.
Don't worry, we brought one with us.
All right, little chokers. Come in.
Tell Brother to wake up. We'll lock up for you.
Okay, and don't forget to put the cat up. He's a pretty spy.
Funny, you give me a break now. Muddy Skies was perfect, I'm sure you say that. For it's the mum's old drawers painted to look like Tabby Cat.
Cat, it's Secret Agent Blue Bottle. Just the filler. Give me a hand to remove the fourth door and get it back to camp.
But if they take it away, Captain, they'll notice it.
Nonsense. If it's not there, how can they notice it? If it was there, they'd notice, but then there wouldn't be anything to notice, would there? I mean, if it's not there, they wouldn't notice it. I mean, if it,
Rule the Britannia! Britannia rolls away!
Must have that door of the fort. Any news of Seagoon and his blacked up raiding party?
No, sir, but we've captured three natives who say they're Seagoon blacked up.
What? Send them in.
Let me go. It's all a mistake, I tell you. Let me go, you.
Right. Now then, who are you three people?
Well, you're me, Seagoon. I'm a native. Look, I'll roll my sleeves up.
So, a native with European arms.
Just a moment, sir. This is Captain Seagoon, all right. Look at the trademark and the lining of his underpants.
Cat, a view of South End beer in a high wind. And look who's playing on the end. Ray Nillerton and his low tide plin.
When lovers meet no rendezvous. Yes. You stroll along Fifth Avenue. When this familiar world is through, will you still be mine? Then cabs don't drive around the park. The window.
Number, Seagoon took the door of the fort down to the locksmith shop where even now they are making a duplicate key.
No. I'll be back. You worth it?
I don't know what's happening. I don't know what's happening here. I cannot quite understand.
We'll have it in a minute. You will have it right in
a moment. Using a tantamount of patience will bring it to a conclusion, I
think. This is a job for Hindus, family.
You realize the significance of getting it into an important conjunction of static situation?
I do, yeah.
Yes, all right, I like it.
No.
Steady, Mr. Lakaji.
Well done. Steady.
Most imperative that we keep this in the right perspective so we get condition right. You understand that?
I absolutely understand what you are saying.
Shabash.
Tiga.
Aapka da.
One moment, Mr. Lal Kaka. Would it not be more advantageous if we stood the door in the upright position?
You are speaking line 3 and I haven't spoken line 2 yet.
I am wondering whether the line 1 you are saying was replaced with some other answering you were doing.
You are coming. You are born back by Bengali Babu and in Calicut long live. I know that Missy gives you 3 pence daily, but on Sunday...
I get none.
What will you do?
Or I shall die.
Then your wife and children will cry.
They will make a bonfire of me.
They will throw you in the sea.
What will be the end of me?
I don't know.
Oh, dear.
Now to test the key out in the door we have made for this important door. Mr. Lakaji,
Will you please hold the end of the door in a position like so?
I will. But, Mr. Lalkaka, would it not be more advantageous if we put the door in the upright position?
Indeed, Mr. Lakaji, that is a splendid idea, admitting. I will get Havildar Singh to hold the door upright against this face.
Giving you credit for your intelligence, but I do not see the point of having Havildar Singh holding the door upright.
Please, letting me explain the reason in simplification terms, man. Listen, please.
Like I'm listening.
Will you kindly remain in a condition of serenity and calm?
All right.
And
I
will explain the whole principle of the idea. Toodle pip.
Explain. Chin chin.
Now, the natural position of the door is being upright. Is that right, so?
Indeed, yes.
Hooray.
I'm in complete accordance with the statement you have just vouchsafed.
All right. Therefore, in this position, we are able to make the requisite preparation for the testing of the keys.
That is so.
That is so.
Now then, Havildar Singh.
Havildar Singh.
I'm standing by waiting immediately on your command.
Well, rest your little curry bag on the shelf and hold the door between yourself and us two persons on the opposite side.
Excellent indeed. Now then, we will insert the newly made key into the lock, so. Into the... Oh, dear. What is the trouble?
It is not correctly fitting into the lock.
Havildar Singh,
a disaster has occurred for you. We fear you are locked in.
How's it going?
Sir, the key we made will not fit the red fort's door.
We must find out to open this door. It's the only way we can get it in the fort. Ah, has anyone here got a hairpin?
I've got one, sir.
It's time you went on leave, isn't it? See if this hairpin opens it. Got it. Yeah.
I hope you put that cat out.
The red bladder. Major Blundock. Huh? What is it? I've got the red bladder prisoned behind the door.
What?
Let's look around the back.
There's nobody there.
You escaped. Anyway, Major, you'll be pleased to know we've got the door to open.
Let me try.
So, Blundock, hands up.
Let me go.
Good heavens. The red bladder's captured Major Blundock. I'll have to get this door back to the red fort at once and liberate Blundock. Fall in the volunteer for a dangerous job.
But that only leaves me. There'll be a silver collection later, what?
Splendid, Echo. I want you to guard that door with your life.
Oh, something funny going on here. I don't know about you folks, but I think it's silly guarding the door. Wait a minute. Instead of me walking around it, I'll open it and walk through. That way I'll get to the other side quicker.
You fool, Echo! You let all the mutineers out! Quick, on the man!
What?
Meanwhile, inside the red fort.
Come, Blundock! Sign this document given India to us.
Touch rubber me, Dundras. Never. Torture me. Lock me in a dark room with six beautiful women. I'll never sign.
Very well. I won't lock you in a dark room with six beautiful women.
Thank heaven, save.
Instead, me challenge you to a duel. Name your weapon.
One pair of clean underpants.
Blimey, what do you mean, mate?
I challenge you to a battle of wits. Namely, a 19th century underpants-wearing contest. We stand back to back, and the first man to wear out the seat of his pants dies of exposure.
I accept.
Are you ready? Back to back. Now, 48,000 pages. Craig Mutt. Well, that got rid of him.
That's what you think.
Ah! You swine. You let your legs go without you.
Your time has come.
Oh!
Stand him against the wall.
What?
Fire in squad. Load.
Meanwhile, Seagun's relief column approaches.
We must hurry, men. Slip, I take. Slip.
Back at the fort.
Take aim.
Back at the Seagun.
Faster, men, faster.
Back at the fort.
Any last requests, Brodnock?
Yes, don't shoot me.
Back at the fort. Now back at the Seagun.
Hurry, men, faster.
Well, back at the fort.
Fire.
Back at the Seagun.
Too late. All out, lad. Get your money. See you next week.
It's all in the mind, you know.
That was The Goon Show, a BBC recording program featuring Peter Sellers, Harry Seacombe, and Spike Milligan, with the Rarity Quartet, Max Sheldon, and the orchestra, conducted by Wally Song. Script by Spike Milligan and Harry Stevens, announcer Wally Streetsmade, the program produced by Roy Spear.
The new...